Hello, this is Nissapod on Monday the 13th of February. And the February prompt for today is, what was your first record that you bought? Well, the first record I bought was West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys back in 1984, I believe. And it actually became the number one single in January the following year, I think. Probably just because all the Christmas records fell out of the charts, but it was a fantastic record and it still holds up well today, I think. However, I have another story to tell you about a Pet Shop Boys single, which I think is rather more interesting, and that is back in 1993, I decided that I wanted to become an academic librarian, and I had some difficulty getting a job because there was a recession in 92-93, and lots of people who would otherwise have gone and got a proper job were going and working in libraries, and you had to get a pre-library school post, as it was called, to qualify to go to library school. And there were lots of people, you know, mostly arts graduates and so on, who were sort of going, oh, I don't know what I want to do. Maybe I don't want to be a teacher, so I'll go and get a library job. And it was very, very difficult to get an academic library job. There was a heck of a lot of competition. I went for an interview at Manchester Metropolitan University, and apparently they'd had about 200 applicants or something, and I didn't really stand a chance of getting that job, especially as the librarian there was dead again, people with a science background. So anyway, I didn't get a job there, and I actually went to see the careers advisor at the university that I'd just graduated from the previous year. And he was very helpful. He said, go and get some work experience, do whatever you need to do, go and work for free or whatever, so that you've got something to talk about at interview. And I took his advice. Actually then got a job at Liverpool University, and the day that I found out that I'd got this job, Go West by the Pet Shop Boys was playing on the radio, and it seemed very significant because I was at that point living with my parents in Stockport, so Liverpool was west of there, so I was going around the house waving my letter in the air that it had been offered me the job, singing Go West, you know, and it just seemed fortuitous that this was on the radio, and I can always remember how pleased I was to get this letter and have Go West on the radio. And it always seems like a very hopeful, optimistic song. So I've been fond of it ever since. And the interesting thing also about that job in Liverpool and following the advice of the careers advisor was that I did actually meet up with the same guy again when I started work at Loughborough. Because he is actually the director of student services at Loughborough. You know, having been a careers advisor at Warwick University and worked elsewhere as well, he was now very senior at Loughborough, and it was so nice to be able to say to him how grateful I was for that advice that he gave me to go and get some work experience. It did make me far more confident in the interview for the Liverpool post, and I think it helped me to get that job, which set me off on my way. Just one more little Pet Shop Boys life soundtrack song, and that is, there was a song called Home and Dry that was released in 2002. And the song's actually about somebody waiting for their lover to come home, who's away on a business trip or a tour or something. You know, they're away in another country, and the song is about waiting for this person to come home. But I found it very timely that we were actually trying to buy a house, and we were wanting to get home and dry into this house, and we kept singing Home and Dry to each other, and we did eventually manage to buy this house and move into this house. And I used to listen to it in the house and think, yes, we're home and dry. So there you go, three Pet Shop Boys songs that are very significant to me. Bye for now.